Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to another episode of Fuck Your Feelings. I'm your host, Brunson. We got an exciting one here today. We got the whole crew on the line. And, you know, we want to make sure we get something special out there to y'all. So let me introduce y'all first, and then we can get to this shit. So I got the boy, Smitty. What up, Smitty?
What up?
I got Mr. K. Mr. K, how you feeling over there looking like a under the bridge homeless man?
I'm feeling cold, my brother.
Shit, you look it. You look it.
No, I'm good.
I got Miss Lake. Miss Lake, how you doing? Or you can call me Lake. I'm sorry.
Yep. Dollar sign. You can call me Lake. You know, taking all donations. Yo, yo, what's up?
That's the same Cash App information for her OnlyFans as well. Just so y'all out there to know. Yeah. Holidays and seasons is coming up. You know, help a person out. All right.
Yep.
I got help the boy King. Wait, what? She just helped
mute
you get
yourself, like, mute yourself.
My neck fat.
She had to get her neck fat. So, by the way, the way you help her get her neck fat off is by donating to her OnlyFans and seeing her work her neck off.
Work
if it. You get my drift. All right, and the boy King Kings, what up though?
Hey, what up though?
And last but not certainly not niece, certainly not. I can't talk today. Certainly not least, the boy Chris. What's going on, sir?
What's up, sir?
You awake this time?
Yeah, I'm cool.
That nigga sound like he's falling asleep as he speak. All right. So listen, this is our last show for the season. Appreciate all of y'all out there for listening. We got another special one for y'all. So we're going to get into this shit. And the way we're going to start this off is I want to know everybody out there just how racist are y'all, right? So we're going to start off. I'm going to go with Smitty, Chris, then Lake. I want y'all to tell me y'all most racist joke y'all know. So, Smitty, go ahead. Start us off. Let me hear it.
I don't have any racist joke.
Okay, tell me your most racist joke.
I got one. What happens if an Asian with an erection walks into a wall?
What's that?
He breaks his nose.
That's fucked. That's fucked up. Oh, my God. That's fucked up. Chris, what's yours?
I got another one for you.
Go ahead.
Why does Mexico have an Olympic team?
Why?
Because everybody that can run, jump, or swim was already in the U.S.
Chris, you go.
Okay. What do you call a 7-Eleven clerk?
What?
A job. They putting jobbies, so you call them a job.
I cannot do the ignorance on this show today.
You know, one of them Punjabis, man. You call them job.
That's just not right. That's just late.
Or like you got sand people, you know, the people of the sand, them Arabs, you know.
Something wrong
or
with you.
What's the other name for them?
Well, I don't want to call them a sand nigga, but you know, they just call them sand people. Sand people is more acceptable. Like I can say sand people out loud and no one gets offended. Or I call them like a tile head. You know, I can say that kind of shit. Like where I work at, racism is openly, is cool. I mean, I call them tile heads all the time.
And that doesn't make it right.
I work in a very racist environment and I love it.
And Lake, what about you?
I don't have any racist jokes.
Oh, I
you
got
guys
one.
Have to be a wait a minute. Your name's not Lake. We got to stop that.
Whose mama are you?
Of all y'all mama.
Oh my God.
You see Chris pointing at herself.
She is like an older sister. I just check you all the time. Damn.
Okay, my turn. Okay, so I don't have a racist joke, but I was selling dicks on Marketplace, right? So this guy jumped on there and was like, look at the big fat gorilla selling stinky sex toys, right?
Stinky sex toys, all right.
So we go back and forth and I'm like, you can't even spell gorilla right. I looked up his profile, I was like, you didn't even graduate from Wayne State. I see why you attended there, you know? And then somebody told me he meant gorilla because it was G-I-R-L-L-A. He called me a gorilla. Fuck that hunky. You know what I'm saying? Fuck his ass.
We should not find this as funny as this is.
But it was funny once I figured it out. That was pretty hilarious.
Pretty hilarious. All right, King Keys.
I got one. How you tell if a black girl is pregnant?
How?
When she put a tampon out, all the cotton is picked.
Hell no.
Can I get a repeat of that one?
It's funny.
Can I get a repeat of that
one? Yeah, run that back.
Okay. How do you tell if a black girl is pregnant?
How?
When she pulled those tampons out, all the cotton is picked.
Well, the cotton fell. Damn, that's racist than a motherfucking man.
It's clever as shit though. Like, dog, if a white person told you that shit, dog, you have to chuckle and be like, you know what? That was well thought out.
I'm gonna laugh after I deck that motherfucker. You punk bitch.
It's so funny. I'm gonna fucking choke the life out of you.
Yeah, I'm gonna beat your ass while I'm laughing. You punk motherfucker.
Like, we can't come up with white jokes that clever. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because it's staying us. Like, really, you just gonna poke fun.
White people ain't really got much to make fun of. I mean, they're just translucent. So, like, you know,
exactly.
They sweat. When they sweat, that shit smells weird, man.
Oh, he doubling down.
Shit, dog.
2 weeks in a row.
I don't know if you ever smell white people sweat, but that shit has got to.
So I got an inside joke in our house about that. So, like Ty says, when I sweat, I smell like wet dog, like a white person.
Oh, my daughter.
I was like, I don't.
That's because you half white, right?
I mean, no, that shit's like so far down the line. Like my great grandma is.
I thought one of your cousins told you that joke about the picking cotton shit. I want to sock one side of your face for real. Punch half your face off.
All right, Mr. K.
Let me get the white part, nigga.
Mr. K, what about you?
I don't got no jokes.
Oh, Lord.
You ain't got no funny, no racist experience you had at Michigan State or nothing?
You sure look funny, though. You look like you need to be out there begging for dollars.
Well, you know.
You ain't got no dollars. You ain't got nothing you say when somebody cuts you off some white person cuts you off on the freeway or on the street. You ain't got no sense for them.
Nah, just the anger.
Don't you live in a state full of racist people, like a place you shouldn't even be living in, being a black man?
Woo! Not particularly.
In the nation's capital.
Fire, boy. She was like, you gotta feel ashamed of yourself for living with you. You don't know that, boy.
You know some white people that talked about you?
Nah, it was a nigga.
I'm an angel.
Hey, that's my favorite part of Rosewood when she'd be like, it was a nigga.
All right,
listen. Okay, I got one for you. How do you pay the streets in Africa?
Oh, shit. How?
You tell all the Africans to lay down and smile.
Shut the fuck up.
That was clever.
Man.
Wait a minute. On 18th is the dotted line.
Yep. Wait, I got another one. This white girl did tell us this at school. I should have shot her out. What's the difference between a black man and a large pizza?
What is the difference?
A large pizza could feed a family of four.
That's right. You have a lot. Go ahead.
Listen. Clever. My last one. They all black jokes too. That's fucked up too.
It is. Listen. You don't know no white ones.
Nah, I mean, I told you I got no white jokes. But listen. Yeah. Okay. What's the most confusing holiday in Detroit?
Father's Day.
Yep.
Yep. Because don't nobody know where their daddy is.
Fucked up, man.
They don't know their daddy.
Anybody got any more racist comments or jokes?
Hey,
what about nicknames? Anybody got some racist nicknames?
Well, y'all know my real name is Lakeisha. Hence, working around a bunch of white people,
Wait. How old were you when you found out late name was Lakeisha?
Just now.
Look, it was Lakeisha.
You're almost clever.
It was Lakeisha for me.
So A lot of white people find that interesting. That's how Lake was born, actually. You know.
Okay. All right. So anybody else?
The joke's on me.
Anybody else? I mean, you know, what go ahead.
Job.
We heard that one already, brother.
Childhead.
That one too. You're certainly focusing on a certain culture here.
Right. Man, I can't stand Arabs, man. I can't.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, here you go.
I don't like Arabs.
You don't like Middle Eastern. Look at it, boy. He don't like nobody in the Middle Eastern.
I don't like Arabs. I don't like a lot of motherfuckers because I deal with all races at the dealership, and it makes me despise these motherfuckers. I don't like them damn Punjabis, man. Them bitches is cheap.
Courtney, give a disclaimer.
Down all the time.
Not the views,
the views of the Fuck Your Feelings show is not that expressed by one Chris.
I know you're doing the racist show. I know you niggas deal with
racist show. Races. Whoa, isn't that a racist show, my brother?
Fuck these niggas, man. They be some assholes.
Fuck these niggas. Whoa. Jesus, so much anger, Ice Cube.
I deal with so many different races. It's like, fuck them all. I still show love to my black folks over all the other races. And all other races, and if I'm in a shit mood, you getting shitted on just because you
He is the Ice Cube of the group, O'Shea.
Hey, do you give your discount to black people when we ask for it, when we come to your job? Because I know I want some dog.
I hate you niggas the most. I look out for you because you my people. But that come in there with a discount, I fucking despise them sons of bitches because I work on commission. So if I give you a discount, that's
cut into your bread.
You know what I'm saying? So I niggas when I hear that from my nigga mouth, I dump.
This nigga, look, that motherfucker.
He got so upset.
Hey, Zoom kicked this nigga off. You was too racist. Hey. You have racist. You have broke the racist rule. You have hit the racist rule.
I mean, like, yeah, I get you.
Hey, you was so upset you froze, hey, nigga.
I'm not racist. I just, man, it's just certain people. I just don't. It's something about every race I despise. I can't stand them motherfuckers.
So what's your favorite nickname? What is not your favorite? I shouldn't say your favorite. What is
your favorite?
Let's go a little further than that. Wait, let's go a little further. Tell me one thing you hate about each race.
One thing I hate about these races. Which one you want me to start with?
Jesus. Our jobs, I'm sure.
Start with black people, shit.
All right, jobs. They just cheat. I can't stand them. They always want a discount. And then when you come to their shit, they want to charge you top dollar. I can't stand them sons of bitches. Then we got black folks. Now, that's just the obvious one. I love my people, but some of them niggas is just god-awful. And it's just about, they too goddamn emotional. Man, black folks, man, one thing go wrong in the dealership, nigga. Yes, nigga, I be like, dude, it ain't that serious, man. Just hold on. They gonna fix it for you, my nigga. Don't go. Man, this lady ain't have enough bread, nigga. She was already upset because it was Christmas and she had to buy shit. Nigga, that bitch showed her ass, nigga. I'm like, oh, send nigga back. Arabs, man, just them in general, man.
Arabs, not jobs.
Nah, job
is like Indian.
Motherfucking Indian with the dot on their head.
Jesus Christ.
I got one of those jokes. I forgot about this one.
Jesus Christ.
Like, what kind of Indian? Dot or feather?
I like it. Hey, man.
You know what? I opened up as saying this was the last episode for the season. But this may
get us canceled.
This is definitely gonna be up there.
They all fucked up, man. I mean, I can just go on about a day in a life at a dealership, man. People are fucking suck.
So maybe
people it's just suck not, everywhere.
So maybe it's just
they gotta pay money to get their car fixed. Oh boy, you gonna see another level of a human being. They're not happy. I'll just say that.
No, because y'all niggas take all day.
Nah, it ain't just that.
Come in for an oil change and that motherfucker had to take 2 days fucking around with the dealership. Like, you gotta be dumb as hell.
Really?
Take your car.
My day.
You talk about motherfuckers I can't stand. I can't stand mother sales motherfuckers at the dealership.
Hey, I understand. Them niggas is pushy and they assholes. I understand. I feel you. I totally feel you. I hate them too. I hate them dumb blonde bitches come back there and want some accessories. I damn near try to hide from them stupid. Man, them hoes is so motherfucking stupid. Dog, just can't even. Man, I wish.
Bitch, how do you have this main about dumb this bitches,
guy? Man? Oh, I hate these niggas, dog.
What do you feel about us on this podcast?
You love niggas, man. I love y'all. I love
nigga Chris need a little therapy. People. He just like been going through it this last week.
Man, some of them, man, some people, I just be like, God damn. There's a lot of people, man. That's, you know how hard it is for me to be nice, man? I have to pray.
We love you, Chris. We love you, Chris.
To be nice, nigga, because if I didn't, I would be an asshole.
Right. People. I know, right?
I don't know, Blake. The older I get, the more I hate people. And then I need to get out of customer service.
Yeah, customer service sucks. That's
that might be one thing.
Yeah, yeah. Probably.
That's
probably.
We still love you, Chris.
I love y'all too, man. Y'all are the reasons I don't just go crazy. And,
Jesus Christ.
You know,
these are just jokes.
If you do, I do not condone the actions of your dumb ass.
That's why I wouldn't do it.
Me too.
Jesus. Okay.
Why wow. Fire?
There's things you don't say out loud.
And so black mental health is real, people. We just want to let y'all know that. And
I didn't because, them niggas
because
too,
you'll be disgruntled.
Hear my experiences with the therapist. Hey, man, I think I made... Just want to stop fucking with me, man. Some of the shit I told that nigga. Nah, he was just looking at me in awe. Hey, I'm fucked up. I don't know why, but I am, man. Something went wrong.
This nigga Ice Cube, boy.
Something went terrible.
You should have never died.
So Smitty, what about you? Smitty, what is a saying or the group that you feel like is picked on the most when it comes to like the racist things that you say or do?
I think the Mexicans are the most picked on group. Be like next to black people, they're the second most picked on. Like people talk about them picking oranges, picking apples and stuff. You know, when they have kids.
Fix in my mix, roof. If you know anybody, please send them over my house.
When they have a mixed baby, they're going to say, what are they going to come out picking cotton, picking oranges?
God damn.
If I may interject.
Hey, that's that Texas racism for you there.
Yeah, I ain't never heard that shit.
I ain't never heard no shit like that.
Yeah, man. You're around some real racist, bro.
Right.
That's home.
And this girl, Chris. I'm like, we got a whole town dedicated to Mexicans. And I ain't never heard no shit like that.
I have never heard no shit like that.
That was Texas racism.
God damn.
That was good, though. I appreciate it.
I think the Asians are getting it the worst.
Why is that?
Because of the coronavirus. Like, I've never even been there. You know, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Asian up close, they breath smell horrible, man. It's like they're the first they.
He right though. He right.
They should right. be wild, man. You be like, damn, what's that? It's your mouth.
I think the older ones. Yeah, I've noticed.
No, the young ones too, man. Motherfuckers come to the dealership. I'd be like, shit is nasty. Like, wow. Hey, you know what else is crazy, man? Like, gas plastic
what else?
In front of me, right?
Yeah.
You ever, like, people will walk to the edge with a
screen. Look at Courtney.
To talk to them. It's like, you stupid bastard. The screen is there. So you can't fucking spread coronavirus to me because your dumb ass came here without a mask. But you want to step around. They got to step around the showcase and the thing to talk to me where they can actually talk past the glass. I hate niggas, man. I hate people. When I say niggas, I'm just talking about everybody, not just black people. I just hate people, man. I hate them motherfuckers with a passion.
Anybody
you a cranky
else?
Old man.
Anybody else thing. Feel like a group of picked on? What about you, Lake? What group do you feel like is picked on the most when it comes to racist jokes? And just racism, period, really.
Well, I was thinking the Mexicans, you know. I think in a way, depending on what group you're in, because we talk about white people a lot. You know what I'm saying? Black people love talking about white people. You know what I mean? We'll fuck around and make a white person feel so uncomfortable for being down with us. We'll get on a white people run. Be like, oh, Emily, I'm sorry. Shit. I guess you want to go there. Home now.
You know? You're right, like a motherfucker.
So it all, depends. And I was thinking about the Mexicans, man. I'm having problems with niggas because black people know how to take your money, but they don't know how to fix your shit. So I got on the book, like, anybody know some Mexicans that fix electric shit? Can I get 12 of these motherfuckers over here for like $2?
Where's Paco at? Where Paco and them at, nigga?
How?
And it, I mean,
you and your 30 cousins assemble this house.
Fucking Arabs, they'll fuck a black woman. I sold cigarettes for 4 years. You know what I mean? All of them wanted to spend money on me, but you couldn't be seen in public. Mm-mm. I had one would take me to the drive-in and ask me to get down in the back of the seat.
In the back of the seat, boy.
No, I'm joking.
Them niggas,
but he ain't think, like to be, he could not be seen.
Yeah. I've seen gays get picked on too.
Yeah, but that's not a race.
Yeah, they should be able to take it.
I ain't fucking a driver.
They take dicks in the ass. You tell them they can't take a joke. Look,
I read a joke the other day that was so funny. There are four guys in a hot tub. A condom floats to the top. And one of the guys around, who farted?
That's funny. I love it.
That's
you are definitely funny. In Texas, brother, because I ain't heard no shit like that ever. And that was a good one, man.
And I got a male bathhouse at the corner of my block. I ain't never heard no shit like that.
Ew, a male bathhouse? What the fuck?
Yeah, you know that?
That's some gay shit.
That's what it is. Absolutely gay shit. It's a bathhouse for men.
Okay. I didn't even know no shit like that existed.
Yeah,
yeah shit. Yeah.
It's been on 6 Mile for 30 years.
Are you talking about Minjo's?
No, I'm talking about the bathhouse that sit at the corner of my block.
Never even heard of no shit like
never
that.
Heard
the
of
listeners that. Know who I, the listeners that know about it, they know about it. I accidentally walked up in that motherfucker. A guy stopped me in some leather straps right past. I swear to God. And he said, this place ain't for you. Homegirl, this place ain't for you.
We have a pussy in the building. We have to get it out immediately.
Right, I just wanted to sell telephone services.
Can you imagine?
Y'all got a call, right?
You
got
like that bitch. That.
Yeah.
Y'all just fucking there.
Y'all are.
Man, that's some wild.
Something serious wrong with all five of y'all. Y'all know that.
Shit, nigga.
Y'all, do you know that?
Aaron hasn't said anything.
I haven't really said anything. Y'all, Smitty and this nigga Chris is wild.
Well, Kieran, what are your thoughts? What group is picked on?
I would say Mexicans. And half of the time when people talk about Mexicans, they're not even actually talking about Mexicans. It's actually Latin people, somebody from Nicaragua or something like that. It's not even from Mexico. They still just lump them all together.
Did you say Nicaragua or Nicaragua? Does it sound like you said Nicaragua?
Hey, he don't know how to say the word. It's okay.
Nigga.
Say it, Kieran.
Fuck you.
You said Nicaraguans.
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 It all comes back to
nobody does. Nicaragua. Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
I can't even say the shit.
That's black people jokes. That's the white side of him talking that Nicaragua. Bullshit. Always want to talk about black people.
Nicaragua.
Hey, man, I talk about them all.
Did you freeze, Smitty?
Okay, so
this one horrible. I'm going to read this. Be like Mario. He's an Italian plumber who was made by the Japanese who speak English, looks like a Mexican, looks like a Mexican, jumps like a black man, and grabs coins like a Jew.
God damn. That's an altogether racist joke right there, brother.
Wait a minute, shit.
That was the superpowers of racism. Like, this is the Avengers of racism.
That's why he's super, shit.
Right?
Hey, that's a lot of shit up in you. That's a powerful man. Fuck that.
Y'all are the bad.
Balls. This is wrong.
You know, I thought this was going to be a bad episode. But y'all made this worse than I thought it was going
to
be.
Look, listen to this, right? Listen to this one. This is real bad.
Stop. There's Smitty, only stop.
There's only two type of people worse than racists. The blacks and the Jews.
And Chris is asleep. Y'all don't mourn this nigga to death. after he done talked us to death. You gonna go to sleep?
This nigga, hey, this nigga
I wasn't asleep.
He got all that shit off his chest. Now he can sleep like a baby. He fucking had his therapy session.
This one's funny. This one's funny.
That one was funny.
I think my family might be racist. I brought a black girlfriend home to meet them. Now my wife and kids won't speak to me.
Repeat that one more time.
I think my family is racist. I brought my black girlfriend home to meet them. Now my wife and kids won't speak to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Because white men always leaving white women for black bitches. Actually, black women are leaving black men for white men. That's not a joke.
Hey, I've been seeing it. A few females I know. I've been like, you married black that nigga.
Black
like,
men are garbage.
Nigga, no. Okay.
That's how we feeling out here. That's all I'm saying.
Apparently. Oh, okay. Hey, man, do you get you something new?
I mean, that's what they doing. You see it?
Okay, so
white man gonna love they funky draw. I'm gonna say this, boy. Talk to him.
I'm gonna say this. This is my final one. This is my final one. This is. I never knew laundry could be so racist. They're always telling us to separate the whites from the coloreds.
That's dumb.
It was a slightly clever joke, you know.
That's dumb.
Doesn't get a chuckle. Doesn't get a chuckle.
So let me ask you this real quick, all of y'all, especially all of us being from Detroit. How old was y'all when y'all found out it was Arab, not A-Rap?
Preteen, maybe teenager. You hear your mama be like, them A-Rabs, you know. You just think that's what it is.
Especially the old folks, the A-Rabs at the cornerstone.
Bad.
They still say it to this day.
Yeah, my grandmother do. I be having a cabin, like, I be looking at her like, you know it's Arab, right? Them A-Rabs. I mean, I guess you've been around longer than me, but pretty sure it's Arab. I don't think they want to, you know.
A-Rab.
I mean, I think you might feel a way if they called you the Negro, the colored. Oh, I guess they do. Yeah. Arab it is, I guess. So.
Are we putting this show on YouTube? I'm sorry, dude.
You're supposed to be.
Your brother's killing me.
Look at Chris. Look at Chris. That nigga died.
Man, River.
Well, the same position for longer than like you can't say you wasn't asleep. You wasn't looking at your brother. You wasn't looking at the wall. You look at the back of your eyelids, nigga.
Man, I seen y'all picture, man. I see
you was just stuck. You stuck over there. And we got you. You just like, okay, I feel you. I get like that.
Man,
you
be like, man, be that in them Oxy 30s, man. Man, them bitches take you to the next baby.
Well, all right.
I'm gonna ask these last couple of questions. So, look, what does it say about us as a group, as a race, that we laugh and we make fun and that we poke fun at other people when these jokes, like that we keep these jokes going on? Like, what does that say about us? So, yeah. Mr. K, I'm gonna start with you, and then I'm gonna go to Lake.
Just plain ignorant, but sometimes we just do ignorant jump, say ignorant stuff, just because it's funny to us. So. I think we're just being ignorant.
Well, he's made me feel bad. Chris should feel horrible.
He was laughing too.
I don't. I'm proud of being.
I was laughing.
I am, man. I'm prejudiced, fuck. But it don't make me a bad person. Man, that's just because I'm crazy.
Oh, but okay.
I'm still a nice person, though, man. I look out for people, man. You know, I do the right thing. Buy people groceries and shit, you know. I'm a nice person, you know. Like, I should go to heaven, possibly. But, I got my feelings about every race. Everybody do.
This nigga buy some groceries. Here you go, you little nigga.
White people don't mean
here you go, your A-Rab. Take this damn hamburger.
Yeah.
Honky.
I don't think racism is a criteria not to get into heaven, right? Like, I think that as long as you respect everybody, you know,
you got you got a manual? You got the cliff notes to let us know what it is to get into heaven?
It's in the Bible. Let them tell you.
We're not even going to get in that book. We ain't going to go there. Lake, what's your thoughts?
I think he's feeling bad about moving to Texas and he's trying to clear everything up. You need to go back home where the black people are. Okay. I think it's all jokes. You know what I mean? Everybody talks about everybody behind their back. And that's not just like a racist thing. That's a people thing. You know, you got to laugh about it. Ignorant or not ignorant, you gotta laugh about it, because we've seen what happens when people don't laugh or they're truly, truly hurt from words. You know what I mean? Sometimes you can drive people with your words into insanity. So why not laugh the shit off and be part of the problem? You know, shit, fuck the solution. Fuck the solution. You know what I mean? I'd rather laugh and joke and have this open conversation with y'all and get this shit off my chest, watch this dude sleep. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather do all these things than to be, you know, mad because somebody called me a gorilla. Because somebody did send me his address. You know what I mean? Like, somebody was really offended, you know? And they wasn't Black. It was the advocate for Black people. It's a white guy. I had my back. It was like, let's do a drive-by.
Guerrilla warfare.
Hey, that is, man. I was offended that somebody said that about you, man. That's fucked up.
All right. But then you got to laugh about it.
I mean, it's funny, but I still think, I'm pretty sure that shit made you feel like, damn, you punk-ass nigga.
For a minute. And then after that, I sold 2 dicks. You know what I mean? Like,
wow, dicks on a straw.
I sold 2 whole dicks.
Whoa.
So look.
That just popped up in my gallery. Holy shit.
Let me tell you this. When you put that shit on the marketplace and it was like opened, I was like, I want to comment and ask, is this shit used?
It's not used, though. It comes in a whole box.
Like, you'd be like, hey, we have a used dildo with the scent of Lake.
Hey, we get money in that
come
shit.
And get it.
I slang some dicks for some bread, man. Is this some good shit?
Is it good money in dicks?
I think it's about to be some good money. Let's sell some dick.
Hey, how can I get on, man? Fuck that. I need different streams of income. And if selling dicks bringing in bread, I don't give a fuck.
It's money.
Actually, somebody dropped these.
I can't bring dicks in the house like that.
How much is it like, to get started?
What is that?
Funny story. You know, I'm always crying about making money and stuff. So somebody literally like dropped this off and told me to make some money.
Going. We have a podcast going. We don't have time for your stories, okay?
Hey, they don't have no plug on that shit, because I buy a bunch of them bitches to sling them.
Let's get back to
the show, and then y'all can sell y'all dicks later, okay?
Oh, yeah, I hit you up later.
Tongue not included.
Whoa! But you can probably market the tongue, though.
Wait, I ain't never seen Kier get so close to be like, let me listen in.
He was like, hold on, I'm gonna wipe the hair. Let me see, can I get one of those? I want one of those in a cereal box.
What is the shenanigans going on in the show right now? The shenanigans. Hey, wake up, nigga.
The funny thing is, Kimmy go hit her on the other day and be like, yeah, can I get one of them dicks? Me and my little one, try something. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
They got pink dicks, brown dicks,
They have one that has electromagnetic pads on it, so it gives a pussy a little sensation. You know, whoa, when I say that motherfucker, boy.
Hey! Oh, listen. Hey. All right. Back to the show.
Try that one. Is that what I'm saying?
Anyway,
so
go ahead.
She got a big black cock.
Ready? Go,
there,
go.
So as we, you know, we talked about like how racist are you? We know some of us are like people haters. I'm not gonna say a racist, but people haters. Some of us are not racist. I would say all of us are not racist. I wouldn't have them in my camp if they were, but I think for us doing this part, right, like to talk about racism and talk about these jokes, right, is that we are people too, right? Like, so these things are out there, and they are hurtful, and we laugh at them and whatnot. And it's just, they're jokes, like Lake said, but at the same time, they are hurtful. And nobody wants to be the brunt of a joke, because none of us want to sit in the front at a comedy studio because they know somebody will talk about your ass. So it's the same thing with a racist joke. You just think about the racist joke as being sitting in front of a comedy studio all the time, because you are the brunt of the joke.
Right. I feel that. And I feel like you said, just, you know, we are people. We try to express this as, you know, as sincere as possible, that while we might find humor in it, it kind of like also is a way to kind of depowerize some of this, these contents or these messages or these jokes that, you know, said to us or said about us in other races, you know, just to kind of take the ammunition away from the races or how they try to poke fun.
So let me have a joke, though. Can I tell a joke?
What's your joke?
Lake, can you take that box and put it like on your nose between your eyes? Do it.
Well, you know, this is an audio.
Now you cockeyed.
That he muted for the rest of the show. He muted for the rest of the show for that shit. He muted for the rest of the show. Okay. That was just ignorant.
Yeah.
So lastly, how do you hope to change some of your racist ways? Or do you hope to change any of your racist ways? Real quick. I ain't even gonna start with Chris. Late, do you hope to change any of your prejudice or racist ways that you may have about yourself?
No, I actually want to be a racist at work. I mean, no, I want to be a racist at home and pretend like I'm not a racist in public.
Why is that?
That's what I want. Because people aren't going to change in my lifestyle. And I see the double-handedness with different races, how people look out. It's just like me being an African-American woman. I'll pull another African-American woman to the side and put her up on game. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We do get in our little circles and this, that, and the other. And I think it's like a game of chess. You know what I mean? Everybody is using their power and their race to help promote everybody else. So to not be able to peep that and not be able to see that, that means you don't even know how to play the game. And that's just the reality. So I can't let it go. I know how conniving white women and white men are, especially in the workplace or in the world, you know, for me to sit there and ignore it. Or I know if, like, I don't, like homeboy said, I don't know who my daddy is. Father's Day is confusing. You know what I mean? So when I go pick a daddy, I got to remember who he is for my kid, you know, because that shit is real. Mm-hmm. That is our real life. You know, if that makes sense. So I ain't letting that shit go. I got to stay on mark.
Mr. K, I mean, you've been pretty much the angel of this show so far. So
very much so.
Like, do you have any hopes of changing your racist ways or helping other people see that there may be, you know, time for a change of how they view things?
No, I think just like Blake said, I think that a lot of people just aren't going to change and they're going to be who they are. When I'm in public, when I'm at work, I'm neutral. I'm Switzerland. I'm not saying nothing. I'm not trying to do anything because I'm not trying to be on the other end of that racist joke or racist activity or racist behavior in a sense of getting my job, getting me fired or something like that. So I just stay neutral. And then when I'm talking on the phone or I'm at home, I'm a different way. And that's just how I feel. I kind of vent that. I just don't vent that to the people at work just because that's predominantly not my race. And that's just how I've always been in my work field.
Got you. Mr. King Keys, what about you?
I mean, I wouldn't consider myself racist, you know. I know some jokes that are stereotypical, you know, and to me it's all humor. But I mean, I'm not going to do anything that hurt anyone based off of their race, just anything, you know. Just I'm here just to be groovy, be cool, you know. You don't give me no problem, I don't give you none. That's just my motto, period. I don't really care what you are. Just stay out the way. If you mean some bullshit to me, you know, I stay out your way, you know.
Okay, sounds good. Chris, what are your thoughts? Do you have any change in the hope of changing your racist ways or your prejudice ways? You got any? Do you even want to change your prejudice ways? You got to take it off mute before you start talking. Take it off mute. All right, there you go.
Absolutely not. I love the way I am, sir. Hey, that's just how life is, man. It's like everybody gonna have different like notions about everybody. Then they, you know, I give them the chance to unprove them. But when I first go into it, hey, I look at it like whatever I got in my mind. Like if I'm dealing with a homosexual, I know how he gonna be, so I had to deal with him a certain way. If it's a fucking white dude, I got to deal with him a certain way. You know, it's just.
Wait a minute, you said homosexual? I mean, dog. How old are you?
Man.
Hey. He's RG Bunker, dog. This nigga is RG Bunker, dog. The black version. A modern day Bunker.
Something wrong with y'all. All right. Well, listen, thank y'all for that. We're going to go on to our next.
Yeah, you cut that nigga off.
I'm cutting all y'all off because you motherfuckers is just on a rampage. Cut all y'all off. All right. So now our next topic is, and me and Smitty were talking about this one, and we want to know, what is the best clapback you ever heard in an exchange between two people? So, like, what was the best thing you ever heard? Like, what was the exchange going down, and what made it just like, man, that was just awesome. Like, whatever they just said, just shut them completely the fuck down. So, I'm gonna start with Lake because I feel like Lake, you know, you didn't clap back at a couple people recently. So, I want to hear what was the best clapback you ever heard in your life.
Well, I don't know because I don't remember a lot of shit, but what I'm on right now is before I get to talking, if I got to tell somebody what I'm saying, I got to put the disclaimer out. Don't come for me because I ain't seeing for you. I'm saying what the fuck I said and you let that shit be. Don't start no shit. Don't come for me. You know, don't do that shit. Because I'm over here living my own little life, doing my own thing, and you want to open a motherfucking door, and this is a door you don't want a motherfucker to come out of.
Why? Period. Why is that, Lake? You're such a nice and sweet person.
What?
Yeah, right?
She come out that door with two cocks in each hand.
Glocks, motherfucker. Shit, I'm like, don't come for me. You know what I mean? I'm like, Chris, on that shit, I'm over here living a simple life. I really can't stand when people start shit. You know what I mean? Like, we're having a conversation here, but we all know it's fun and games. This is conversation. You know what I mean? Don't start no shit off this shit. Don't come for us because we ain't sending for you. I don't think this panel is a bunch of motherfuckers that people want to come for. No. You know, that's what I'm saying. That's how I feel. You know,
and people have said that. When she talk, nigga, she speak for all of us.
Everybody.
Her bossy ass.
So that's my clap back. Shut okay. down, boom. You don't want this.
You don't want it. All right, Mr. K, what about you?
I'd probably go with the more familiar one. Actually, like the whole 50 versus Ja Rule.
Okay. You feel I like 50, that, 50 the clap back king?
Yeah. Because every person after that, everybody just like, just give it to 50. Don't even try to go against them.
Well, 50 just super petty. Like, is that, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well, are we talking about music?
We just talking about in general, one? Like no. He went music, like that's who he most slap back from. But no, we talking about in general. All right, King Keys, what about you?
Nah, as much shit as I can talk, the ultimate clapback is just showing the motherfucker. You know, I ain't really got too many words. Like if I don't care about you, you ain't my circle. I ain't really got that many words from you. So if we ain't gonna scrap, I really ain't got nothing to say. You just see me when you see me, and then you gonna have to make that mental note on your own. You feel me?
7 Mile niggas always wanna fight.
I'm just saying, man, either you gonna do that or you gonna keep that shit pushing, but I ain't about to bump my guns with you, nigga. Like, okay. Dog, you know, shit.
Smitty, what about you?
You're like a bag of diapers, self-absorbent and full of shit.
That was the best. Who said that?
You are so childish. You're like a bag of diapers. Somebody smack the shit out you, nigga. Shut up.
And my other one is take two straws and stick them in your ass. My grandma said that all the time. Like when she just mad at somebody, she'd be like, take two straws and stick them in your ass.
How do you come back for that? Like, how do you come back?
Like, who knows what that
means? What do you say? Yeah, like you still confused. That's why it's a great clapback, because you confuse the shit trying to figure out the dynamics of it. So I take that one like, straw. Then.
She's older. I'm gonna just let her run with that.
All right.
Can I thank Smitty for keeping our white audience? I appreciate that, boss man.
Well, after that last segment, how much of a white audience we can left. Well, no, you know, some of them racist fuckers out there writing them jokes now. What did he say about the Negro and the pizza? Shit, I missed it.
The bitch and the cotton.
That shit was funny. Okay. So who has the best clapback out of men and women? Like who you
Black women.
With? Why is that?
Oh, man. Because look here, man. They sassy mouth just off GP. They start off young with it. you know, like, let me tell you, and all the men here, you know, if you, if you've been with a black woman or have one, you know damn well, if you want something to get done with a bill, send in your pit bull. Not to call her a dog, but that's how a black woman will attack. You just holding that muzzle on. And you know, you the one that calm her down. And when a motherfucker don't want to listen, when something got to get done, it'd be like, go ahead, get him, baby. I tried to help you. You look. And you got to deal with her attitude. So, yeah, black woman, they going, man, look here. Your fries ain't hot at McDonald's. That's who you call.
Anybody else? What about y'all? What, who y'all think? Men or women? Better clap back. Black errors.
I don't know, because I know some men that are cut. You know, I had a motherfucker call me out the blue one day. It was like, I was on your page. Would you want to be a hoe or a businesswoman? I was like, damn. Block.
Wait, what's the difference?
I don't know. I just blocked them. I don't know.
You can't come at a woman like that. You ain't going to get no type of good response.
Or sometimes we just don't know what to say.
I'm gonna say this. I don't know, like, men. I tell you, some men have really good clapbacks, but I think the age group that had the best clapbacks is aunts and grandmas. They always have the best clapbacks. Like, I'm reading one online right now. Like, the aunt says, why do you got mismatched socks on? She said, and then the clapback is, why are your kids got mismatched dads?
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Hey, I don't bet you that wouldn't say shit to a motherfucker. Like,
I got a joke.
Hey. Oh, wait. I got another one.
Okay, I don't have a joke.
Your uncle says, I heard your grades are struggling, just like your hairline.
It's fucked up. Y'all are wrong. You thought, man,
that was way more funnier than everybody else. That was
a little. Like, what was your joke?
Okay, I don't even know it's gonna be funny after that whack shit. But I was thinking, hey, so grandma,
look at the clap.
Hey, grandma, pass me the beans. You know, pass the beans to my daddy, and she passed it to my uncle. And I said, that's my uncle. She said, I know who your daddy is.
That's funny. Because that ain't your daddy.
Right. What's wrong with y'all? What is, you know, seriously, what is wrong with y'all? Y'all need psyche valves.
You know, in a black household, women, all bitches always fucking brothers. People always sneaking around.
Why would you fuck in the house, though? That is dangerous. Niggas don't care. Boy, if you going to fuck around, you fuck furthest away. Ain't no friends going to be knowing each other.
So none of y'all did that before?
What's fuck cousins when I didn't give a fuck.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Tasha and Stephanie. You remember that, Courtney?
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Yeah.
I haven't did anything to that effect.
Yes, he has. You damn dog. Ex-dog.
I am a gentleman and a scholar. I have never done such of things.
Okay, dirt diggler.
I've never did anything to become unholy or to say that I've, you know, fucked around like that. You know, no, I'm an honest, innocent person. I'm good here. And to agree with everybody else, I think women got the better comebacks. Like, I mean, I've seen women just shut people down completely. Like, you could tell that nigga went home and just was like little as hell, like grown ass men just cower in the corner. Like, they, you know, they got scolded like a child. So women definitely had the best clapbacks out of anybody else in this group. So any last words on this topic so we can go on to our last one? Anything? Y'all good?
Chris, wake up. Don't doze off.
Man, I'm just going to skip over this.
We're watching you come with a clapback on your ass.
Yeah, you already know you're going to be 15.
Hey, take the mute off, nigga. And then clap back.
Wait. Listen, we the only six people he like in the world. Like,
I mean, he gonna be number 15.
We are the five people he likes.
Well, no, he like yourself.
No, you can't even say your thought.
I like
five.
Five.
You didn't keep it cut. I don't even know what's happening here anymore. What'd you say?
I used to like myself about 5-6 times a day, but not too much.
You liked yourself. Are you? Oh, shit. Ain't no lotion around that bitch, boy. You light yourself 5-6 times a day, huh?
Look, you got the tissue in the back behind him.
What you do? That nigga wake up out of stupor and jack off and go back to sleep.
Yeah, I used to. I don't do it no more, man.
Was the camera on?
That nigga said he like
Kim. Come find this nigga on the couch, sedated, nigga.
This is why you don't never use niggas Vaseline in their house for that exact reason.
Listen.
Or they trash cans.
I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah, right.
Losing your kidney, man, that shit affect a lot of shit, man. I'm just gonna let you niggas know. That's some surprising shit, man. You be like, God damn, nigga, that shit is like, wow, that's fucked up, cuz I'm taking like all kind of drugs to make my dick work, man. That's some bullshit, dog. I ain't never had that problem, man. Shit fucked up. Take care of your kidneys, nigga.
Hey, that's topic season 3. We're gonna talk about your dick working and see you.
Or you could get one of these cocks.
He named brand wear
cock eyed from the late collection.
I just used the drugs.
What? Hey, this nigga
you
over
sound
here
like
juicing.
A druggie. I'll just use the drugs.
He over here juicing. You know, got Belco and shit. So this nigga use the steroids.
I'll just use the drugs.
All right. So moving on to our very last topic, and our word for the people segment. I want to know, is it disrespectful to our ancestors when we say, or we had them t-shirts that say, I'm not my ancestors, you can catch these hands. And so is that saying that our ancestors wasn't willing to fight? Like, is that being disrespectful to them, you know, when we put that phrase out there? So I'm going to start off with Mr. K. I'm going to start off with you.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a freedom of speech. We say what we want to say, and it's how we feel. Just like they had an opportunity to say what they wanted to say, and how they felt.
Who?
Yeah, talking about like ancestors. Like, it wouldn't be disrespectful to ancestors because they got to say what they wanted to say, and then we just saying what we want to say.
Nah, but I mean, you know, our ancestors were, or I won't say are, but like most ancestors of African-American people was slaves, and, you know, slaves didn't get the chance to say what they wanted to say.
Yeah, but I believe that there was some that did say what they wanted to say, and I'm sure they didn't survive very long, but I believe everyone, every group had its own that wanted to say what they wanted to say.
Lake, what about you? Do you feel like it's disrespectful to our ancestors?
No, it's not disrespectful. I think if our ancestors was us, they would have threw the hands. You know what I mean? Like, right now, I got the right to smack the shit out of you. You know what I mean? And you ain't holding no fucking whip, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not my ancestors. Don't think I won't smack the shit out of you. You know, don't come for me because I ain't sent for you. You know what I mean? So had our ancestors had a whip too, they probably would have beat some ass. You know what I mean? If they had a gun as well, they probably would have shot some motherfuckers. You know what I mean? But they, like you said, they were obviously slaves. So I don't think talking back would have been a great idea. You know, I wouldn't be here if more of them, you know, talk shit. All them motherfuckers will be dead.
True. Okay. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say, like, I probably am high.
What?
Kenny, what about you? What do you feel? Do you feel like it's disrespectful to say to you, or do you feel like it's disrespectful to your ancestors to say, I'm not my ancestors, you can catch these hands?
Yeah, man. I don't agree with the other two members of the panel that went before me. I feel like this, it was 400 years of that shit. You know, you think somebody didn't, you know, it wasn't some nigga that was like, you know what, I'm tired of this shit. The same way that we got niggas that don't give a fuck today, it was some niggas back then that didn't give a fuck then. And, you know, you got 400 years of that shit. At some point, you know, it's going to be a lot of motherfuckers that's broken that just get train their kids. So I know somebody caught some hands, and maybe that motherfucker got his hands cut off. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? But when you got shit like that going on, they're going to cut off a foot or fucking, you know, do some heinous shit to you and then expect you to go out and work. Nigga, that shit sets a fucking, that sends a message, you know, so. I don't know. I think it is a little bit disrespectful. I think they threw hands and they had to deal with the shit the best they could, you know?
Okay. Smitty, what about you?
There definitely was slave revolts, right? Like, there was a, you know, plantation that overran and things like that. I don't think it's disrespectful, though. I think it's just the evolution of time, right? Like,
I thought about this when we were talking through this. It's like, why didn't the slaves rise up a little bit more, right? It was more of them than it was the people who managed them, right? Why didn't they rise up more? And my thought was, when you were in a situation where you don't know anything, you're kind of stuck in that position, right? Like, you ever went to a party with a friend and didn't know nobody at the party, and you like, ooh, I better not fight nobody, because if I fight somebody, I might get my ass kicked because there's more people here that know this person than know me. It's the same kind of concept, right? Like, I don't know. Like, that's why they move people around on the plantations and things like that, to keep them guessing, right? So when that new guy came in, that new slave came in, you didn't know him from Adam, right? You didn't know him from the next person. So you didn't know. That's what I think slavery overall put things into, like, a way to keep them under control. And I think when you're scared, you just don't rise up. Like, everybody else can't. If it's me and you on this plantation, we want to rise up because we've been there the longest. We know that that the man goes to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning and we can go run. Everybody else ain't gonna run with us because they just kind of scared, you know. So I don't think it's disrespectful. I think it's an evolution of time, and like, don't treat me like my ancestors because you can't get these hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just giving you a warning. You thought that you had a slave nigga, but you really got a real nigga. So
I feel you. In my opinion, I don't think it's disrespectful. I think, like you said, it's just a change of the times and let you know, like, because of what my ancestors did to bring me to this point, I now have the voice and the freedom to let you know that I will fuck you up clear and day if you come at me the wrong way. Now, I may exercise the right, you know, to turn the other cheek, but I might fuck you up also. So it's just a chance you take, you know, cause and effect. So I don't think it's you know, calling your ancestors any cowards, or, you know, calling them out or anything like that. You know, I've seen some different, you know, posts and people talking about that. I just think, you know, listen, my ancestors fought and they survived, and they were able to survive through some of the worst times that, you know, any person or any people have ever experienced. And because of that, you know, I am here today to say, with their genes and their courage in my body, I am able to either fight, put my hands on you if I need to, or tell you to fuck off, right? Because of what they did for me in the past. So I definitely don't think it's disrespectful. I want to ask everybody this. If confronted, and I'm pretty sure, you know, in some way or shape or form, we all had our incidents of racism in the past that we've been confronted with. I want to know, if y'all confronted today, would you encounter somebody, you know, with violence? You know, if they come up to you talking shit, are you going to smack the shit out of them? Are you liable to go the other approach and just kind of take a different, you know, path and just either this lead a situation or, you know, talk your shit and be at peace with it? So I'm going to start with Smitty. I'm going to go to you, then Lake.
I would fight back. There was no reason for me to turn the other cheek. I would definitely fight back. If you're trying to like steal me or disrespect me in any kind of way.
Wait. I'm sorry.
Steal me.
Well, yeah. Like, what are you? What is this 92 West Side West Coast movie? This nigga says steal.
Nigga, people say the human trafficking is real.
Oh, that's what you mean by steal you.
Oh, okay.
I thought you was using old slang for punching nigga.
You are a Fabergé egg. You gonna get stolen.
You thought I was gonna steal on somebody,
like,
right?
Yeah, steal on somebody. Like, I'm about to be like, damn, you old as shit.
And the term is stole. He got stole on.
Well, I've heard both. I heard I steal on you. You know, I steal on you real quick.
But yeah, no, you're not. I'm definitely going. I'm not going to fight you. I'm going to shoot you. If you go back and look at the episode, I'm not fighting no more. I'm just going to shoot.
That's facts. Okay. Late, what about you?
I'm going to ask you to repeat the question, edit that part out, because I thought Smitty was going to answer where I could rebuttal off of him. I don't know what the question is. Because
she's high.
Marijuana affects the mind.
I have these sugar tabs, and they so good.
So what I was saying was, if confronted today by a racist or having a racist encounter, would you put your hands on that person or would you try to take a different approach?
Is it just a verbal, like, if it's verbal, you know, until you get into my personal space, you know, I'll take a different approach because I'm going to out-talk the fuck out of you. You know right. what I mean? Right. If they ain't getting physical, no, I don't have a need to throw the first blow. You know, I'll just be prepared to knock the shit out of somebody. You know, it'll be the difference. But when we had the World Series here, mm-hmm. you know, I had some homeboys about y'all size, you know, three of them. And some white boys ran up on them. On some racist shit and them bowls, you know, and it became a brawl. You know what I mean? It was mm-hmm. no, I mean, they was using the N word and they wanted to go fist the cuffs. And in this day and time, my dudes did not just come up with a different way approach. You know what I mean? They tried to kill those boys.
Right.
And I think it would be the same for me. Okay. As long as is there, I mean, if there's no violence involved, you know what I'm saying? Talk your shit. Give me some good jokes. It ain't no big deal.
I got you. Mr. K and then King Keys.
I'm more of the approach of I'm going to kill him with silence. If it's verbal, I'm going to say, man, shut the fuck up and then just walk away. Or either just not say nothing at all and just stare at them because I know they want something from me. So, like, if I'm at the front desk and somebody comes at me all racist and I'm like, man, shut up. And I'm like, okay, you can leave now. Like, oh, I want to talk to your manager. I am the manager. Get the fuck out. That's all I'm going to say. And then I'll say, there's anything else I could do for you? Goodbye. And if it's physical, then yeah, I'm going to have to start putting some hands because I don't play that mess.
Y'all such nice people. I can't see none of y'all fighting. I don't see it. Y'all just such innocent, good people out here. I can't see it. Except for Keenan.
Yeah, Keenan tough.
Yeah, don't like he can fight.
Yeah, Keenan can fight, actually.
Smitty looked up. I like that type of shit. No, don't think it. You shouldn't see it coming.
So what about you, King Keys?
Oh, man, I mean, you know, I'm constantly out there thinking about my family. So if you come talking that bullshit, I'll talk that bullshit right along with you, you know, because you ain't about to make me fuck up my shit. I fuck around, go to jail, lose my job, lose my house, kids fucked up. It's a snowball effect. So mm-hmm. you could talk your shit, I'm going to talk my shit. The moment you put your hands on me or the moment you you come at me, to where by law I could be like, hey, they was coming at me in a threatening manner. I fucked their ass up because that's what I got to be able to say. I got to protect my shit in the end. So words ain't going to do shit. Money, you fuck up my money. Yeah. You know, and I feel like a racist one when they get me to make a decision like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. I feel you on that. For me, younger, I definitely was going to spaz off. And, you know, I've had several incidents that had me spazzed off in the past where I had a racist. I mean, me and Smitty was together and a dude showed us his swastika and we chased him for 20 minutes, you know, around Lansing just because, I mean, that was some of the stupidest shit we could have ever done at the time. But we was 20, 21, like, I mean, fuck it. So, yeah, back then in the past, you know, as a younger, yeah. But like, you know, you said, King Keys, I got my family to think of. I got my, you know, I'm not about to fuck up that just because of you, you know, you got some words for me. It's like, all right, bro, what's the words? Now, you know, but if you approach me, you know, depending on the situation too, man. Like, you know, if you approach me and I know that when this come down to it, I'm going to be the one to catch the case. I might just try to back off you. I might not go to instantly. Even if you swing on me and you didn't connect, I might let you have that one, right? But the moment I get angry, I'm going to choke the shit out of you. And that's going to be my go-to, right? Like, my whole goal is, like, I always want to take the balls of my thumb and push it against somebody's larynx until it cracks. So I know that, you know, if I snap, I'm going to choke the shit out of somebody. So I'm going to stay away from a racist. So, yeah, you know, I probably take a different approach up until, like everybody else said, once we start scrapping, then it's going to be on and on. I'm going to choke shit out you.
There are issues.
I don't, man. I just let you know, man.
He's Googled this shit. He's like, you have to put your thumb right here. You put both of them and you just.
I mean, I may or may not watch a couple episodes of Dexter. Well, you know, whatever. Right. So. With that, thank you guys. Anybody got any final, you know, final thoughts? Let me get y'all out of here.
Good. Everybody be safe out there. You know, we trying to see all y'all on the other side of this shit. You know, after this whole corona's done, we would like to see you guys in person and, you know, do some regular shit. So let's do what we got to do to make it.
For sure. For sure. So why, since you up, you want go ahead and say your Sky Edible piece and then late.
All right, people. Well, look here. You head on to Sky_Edibles on IG or Sky Edibles on Facebook. Look,
eggnog going in. We doing that to the end of the year. That eggnog going hard. Let me tell you, new shit. Infused Henny wings. Infused Remy VSOP wings. I had 5 last night. I'm still a little high. They good. Fuck with me. Now look here. I want y'all to get hip to them wings. So mention promo code Fuck Your Feelings, and I'm charging you 20 for the wings with free delivery.
Okay. Late.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody out there know we appreciate you guys for listening and hanging in with us. Like King said, have a happy new year. We would love to see you guys on the other side. You know, we got to make sure that we think smart. Talk it out. Like, mental health is real. So talk that shit out. Make fun of it. Tell jokes. If that's in this moment in time, especially in this moment in time where we live in, if that's what you need to do to stay here with us, then that's what you need to do, because fuck everybody's feelings when it comes to you. You know what I mean? And mask up. Y'all know I'm a photographer here in the city. So if you're looking for a family portrait, I do have a COVID safe studio large enough so people can socially distance. And myself included as a photographer, bring your family out. Follow me on Facebook, LakeB.Essence. And on Instagram is LakeB_Essence. And let's talk about setting up something for you and your family.
And if I may piggyback, yes, mask up and cover up that dick. Don't y'all be stuck in the house fucking and have all these kids. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're gonna regret it. Don't have all these Rona babies now.
Goddamn idiot.
Quarantine kids.
Mr. K.
Sure. Don't forget Valor Clothing Store on IG and valorclothingstore.com and on Facebook. Look at the latest gear. He's got new hoodies on there, all the nice fly apparel. And certainly look for those spring stuff to come out as well.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Smitty. Damn, you didn't pull the Chris.
Hey, he don't know where we at. He like,
oh shit.
What do I say?
Oh my Lord. So just mass up. This will come out around New Year. So have a happy New Year. I enjoyed everybody who listened. We have over 2,500 listens. So make sure you follow us on IG fuck_yo_feelings. Why is everybody laughing?
Because your ass is
fucking up.
You're sleepy little motherfucker.
fuck_feelings.
And then our email, thepodcast.fyf@gmail.com. Hit us up for your questions, answers. Next year, we're going to do some live one-on-one. So look out for that. Look out for our upcoming YouTube channel. We already have a YouTube channel out there, but look up for more content coming. You'll see promos for that. We're going to come in next year. Season 3 is going to be live. Listen up.
Okay.
What the fuck is so funny? Shit. There's nothing that damn funny.
This nigga said we got.
Hey, this nigga, thank y'all. Thank you, Smitty. Okay, listen. So I want to, first off, like Smitty just said, we got over 2,500 streams from people out there, and we so appreciate the love. We just want to thank everybody that continue to listen to us. I know 2020 has been a fucking hell of a year from the people that we lost and just the experience of having to socially distance and not be around, you know, your loved ones and not seeing them for months on end. So I know it's been tough, you know, hopefully 2021, you know, is coming to a new and have us a better year in different things going forward. So I just want to thank everybody again out there for continuing to support the show. Please continue to listen. Like Smitty said, check us out Instagram, Facebook. Check us out on our upcoming YouTube page. We're going to have merchandise coming, a lot more content on that page. You get to see us live and in person on those videos and what we look like and the crazy shenanigans that these idiots that I'm on the podcast that I love and what they do. Okay. And so with that said, I want to also thank, you know, the hosts that come on, you know, King Keys, Chris, Mr. K, Tiffany, Lake, Smitty, I mean, this shit wouldn't be able to be happening without any of them. So I love y'all. Smitty, especially thanks to Smitty, you know, the producer. I mean, we do amazing work. You know, Smitty, you know, hops off flights and get this shit done. So I want to thank everybody because, you know, without them, you know, we definitely wouldn't be able to provide this content to y'all. So please keep listening to us. Season 3 coming. Check us out. And as always, fuck your feelings. 1.